To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to RM World Travel, everybody. And for this portion of today's broadcast, it's time for the 28th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 10th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1788, also known as Old Dominion. That's a lot to say, Mary.
It is.
That is a lot there. And before we focus on Virginia Beach this week with all of you folks, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Yes, and actually, while we were in Florida about a week ago, we visited the headquarters of Travel Pro, and we had a lot of fun. It was great to see all the types of luggage they offer travelers, and Travel Pro has just debuted their new Platinum Elite line. You can now upgrade to a premium travel experience with the Platinum Elite collection, as it combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style.
You know, as we've shared for years now, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com. They have their big anniversary sale going on right now for some savings, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to the Commonwealth of Virginia we go to speak with the director of the Virginia Beach CVB, Brad Van Domelen.
Brad, welcome to RM World Travel and our Destination Spotlight.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on your show, and thanks for your interest in Virginia Beach.
Well, it's a place that we have enjoyed many times, and there's big news coming out of Virginia Beach this week. I want to get right into that with you, because you guys have confirmed that 2017 was a record breaker for visitors, with over 19 million travelers descending on the area, the fifth consecutive year you've seen year-to-year growth. So tell us how 2018 is looking so far. How's the summer going, and what's the outlook for the rest of the year?
Well, we were thrilled. We were certainly happy to get the great numbers that we did for 2017. And so far for 2018, our numbers are looking up again. So we're anticipating that we'll have another record year. And I think it just is a testament to the great destination that Virginia Beach is and all the different variety of experiences that attract people here.
Right. So, Brad, since you are talking to a national audience across the U.S. and even up into Canada and globally via TuneIn.com channel that we have, some people listening may think of Virginia Beach as just a summer destination, which of course it is, but I'd like for you to talk with us a bit about why it's not just a summer destination.
Well, you're right, and it's a great point, because the name of the city, Virginia Beach, obviously the beach portion of our name kind of tells part of the story that we are a great beach destination, but really Virginia Beach is a vibrant coastal city that really blends exciting entertainment and restaurant experiences of an urban destination, but also has the amenities of a resort destination with the beautiful beaches and shoreline and great outdoor recreation. But truly, you know, Virginia Beach has experiences, you know, year-round experiences, a more temperate weather, mm-hmm. certainly more mild. I moved here from northern Michigan, and so, you know, I think it's tropical. it really is an enjoyable destination year-round that really blends those urban city experiences with festivals and events and great yeah. restaurants and entertainment, and then also the outdoor recreation of a resort area.
Well, all right, let's talk about that just a bit, because, you know, Mary and I, we were married in Virginia. We've enjoyed many trips, as I just said, to Virginia Beach and also nearby Norfolk and even up to Williamsburg. So there's a lot of history in the area, and you clearly have a terrific beach. We don't want to discount that by any means, but you do have a lot of outdoor activities and entertainment. I'm really curious, what do you find are some of the things that really draw visitors to the area and help you keep breaking those records?
Well, our culinary experience continues to grow. A lot of people, you know, love coming down here for our coastal cuisine. Something I find a lot of people don't know until they get here and don't experience until they are here. And one of our culinary staples is she crab soup, which is a local staple you find in almost every menu. We have the Lynn Haven oysters, the Lynn Haven River right here.
You have rockfish there, too. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, great culinary, great seafood. Outdoor recreation is really something people enjoy here. You know, certainly, you know, the water experiences, the swimming. A lot of people love to come here and learn how to surf. There's stand-up paddle boarding. There's great kayaking. You know, there's a lot of inland waterways in addition to the ocean front that we have here as well.
Yeah, we've enjoyed several of those.
And also our ocean front, the main area, the main beach area with the beautiful boardwalk that we have, you know,
right.
with a beautiful beach, the boardwalk, and then a bike trail that runs along with the boardwalk. So a lot of people just love to come here and just, if they don't bring their bikes, rent bikes and just, you know, ride. We're a very bike-friendly destination, and people just love the outdoor experience.
Yeah, biking's a good point.
Now, Brad, we've stayed there. Wow, I can't even count how many times we've stayed there, and we know you have house rentals, vacation clubs, you've got traditional hotels, but I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the historic Cavalier Hotel. It's synonymous with Virginia Beach.
Yeah, just real quick, because it's reopened.
Just give us an overview of the reopening.
No, absolutely. The historic Cavalier Hotel just reopened. It was originally built in 1927, went through a period of time where it was closed. There was even discussion about tearing it down, but a developer came in and purchased it and really redeveloped the hotel, reconstructed the hotel to its original opulence and probably then some. Just reopened a couple months ago, and it's just a spectacular hotel. It really is a destination hotel in and of itself.
Well, we'll have to make it a point to get back down to that. I want to ask you a real quick question. We've got about 15 seconds left with you. Give us right now a quick fact that you think most of our audience would be surprised about Virginia Beach, and it would entice them to come visit.
I think a lot of people, when they come down here, they're surprised about our agricultural area. We have the whole region called the Pungo region, which is one of our seven districts around Virginia Beach. It's an agricultural area that people are kind of surprised in, a urban destination, an urban market, and a beach destination to have such a rich agricultural area with wonderful U-Pick farms.
Yeah, we like that. So, Brad, listen, we really appreciate the time today. And, folks, if you want to find out more, you can just go to visitvirginiabeach.com. Have a great day, Brad.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, there goes Brad. Virginia Beach, folks, great place to go. Go enjoy it. You can find all the places that we're covering, a reminder of that, on our homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.